Let's take a look at some farm news here for you on your Friday. Utah Republican Senator Orrin Hatch weighed in this week on the North American Free Trade Agreement negotiations. The Senate Finance Committee chair says Congress will intervene if President Trump follows through on his threat to withdraw the U.S. from the agreement. He says, "We'd probably work hard to pass NAFTA, hopefully by a veto-proof vote, because it's very important. There's no doubt about it." Hatch spoke with reporters after speaking at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce in Washington, D.C., saying he believes Trump is only making the threat to put pressure on Mexico and Canada. Hatch doesn't believe Trump will actually withdraw from the agreement. He says, "I think that's part of the negotiating posture," he says. "In all honesty, I think the president is negotiating, and I think that's how he knows what he's doing." Meanwhile, Kansas Republican Representative Lynn Jenkins used her FaceTime with Trump this week to make the case of the importance of access to global markets for ag producers in the state. Her spokesperson says the representative emphasized that building off economic successes from the recent tax cuts, Kansas farmers, ranchers, and manufacturers are eager to deliver and are hoping that the administration will continue to seek ways to get American products into new markets. It's been over a year since President Trump pulled the U.S. out of the multinational Trans-Pacific Partnership, and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says the U.S. is willing to discuss possibly rejoining the trade pact. He spoke recently at an investment summit meeting sponsored by the U.S. Chamber. According to Mnuchin, renegotiating the agreement is absolutely on the table, and he's been in contact with other countries about what it would take to get the U.S. into reversing the course. New York Times says the president appears to have found renewed interest in an agreement he once described as the rape of our country. Mnuchin says, "I've met with several of my counterparts and we've begun to have very high-level conversations about TPP. While it's not a priority at the moment, it's something the president will consider." Trump opened the door to possibly looking again at the agreement at the World Economic Forum in Switzerland. He said, "If we did a substantially better deal," he said, "I would be open to TPP." During his remarks, Mnuchin said those comments were quite significant and yielded positive reaction around the world. However, the 11 countries remaining in the soon-to-be-signed TPP were a little more cautious in their reactions to the idea. The Farmers for Free Trade Group released a report this week that highlights how American farmers and ranchers have paid the price in trade disputes. Consequences usually happen in the form of retaliatory tariffs. The report comes out as the Trump administration makes a final decision on placing tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. That would be on top of new tariffs already in place on washing machines and solar panels. Brian Keel, Farmers for Free Trade Executive Director, says it's important to hold trading partners accountable. However, raising tariffs also comes with a harmful and unintended consequence. History shows that consequences are paid for by American farmers, he says, in the form of retaliatory tariffs on ag exports that farmers rely on to make ends meet. At a time when farm incomes have decreased while global supply is increasing, it's important to not take any actions that would result in reducing American ag exports. The report includes a long list of ag products that were targeted during disputes in the last 20 years. A few of the examples include disputes over cross-border trucking, country of origin labeling, and tires. Additionally, reports include the level of tariffs slapped on American goods by other countries. That's been a look at some farm news here for you this morning on KLGR.